Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We're on the internet at AFR.net. AFR.net. You'd like to send us, if you would like to send us an email, you can do so at comments@AFR.net. comments@AFR.net. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed, again.
Good morning, Tim.
Walker Wildman. Walker, we are humming over there, our Facebook Live.
Yes, we are live streaming on Facebook on the Today's Issues page. And, you know, if folks want to know more about the Sowell family, I've posted their website and their YouTube channel, and all the information you need about the family will be on the Today's Issues page.
What a wonderful family. They're listeners of AFR. They travel the world, actually, playing bluegrass music and gospel music. And we appreciate them coming by and visiting with us. Steve Jordahl is... with us as he is most days at from 11:05 to 11:30 Central Time. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. And I have to tell you that I might not be working with you much longer. I have officially petitioned the Sowell family to adopt me.
You have?
I have, so that I can go on the road and sing with them.
Yeah, they need another mouth to feed.
Yeah,
Steve.
I know. But I sing, and I love what they do.
Okay, do you play any of the instruments they
highlight? I play a little guitar.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good.
So I don't know if there's a chance.
Hey, is it harder to play the guitar or the banjo, would you say?
Oh, I would think the banjo.
Okay.
The banjo's mostly a picking instrument, so you've got a lot more things to do with your fingers than a strumming instrument.
Gotcha.
Guitar, of course, a proficient guitarist will know how to pick really well as well, but just about anybody can learn how to strum a guitar and form chords. So
he just insulted a lot of guitarists out there, didn't he?
Insulted me.
He said, quote, just about anybody.
Just about anybody.
Well, Steve, you got a couple of breaking news stories
for
us?
Yeah, a couple of things that have happened since you guys have been in the studio. One is that at 2:30 Eastern time, Gloria Allred is going to introduce the world to a new accuser of Roy Moore, who alleges that Roy Moore sexually assaulted her when she was a minor in Alabama back, I'm assuming it's in the 70s, but we'll learn more about that. So there's a fifth accuser.
Are they having a press conference or something?
Yes, is Gloria Allred's wont, she will be sitting next to this young woman if it goes like everything else Gloria has done.
Probably not a young woman
now. She will be sitting next to the woman, and she will probably have her right hand on the opponent's arm and her left hand embracing, you know, the supportive around the shoulder. Because really these things are more about Gloria than when she does it.
She's pretty famous about, she's
a public
figure when it comes to law.
A new accuser coming forward. And then you guys were talking about the swamp, and you guys had some thoughts about Republicans and which side of this they're on. Well, Mitch McConnell says that he believes the women who have accused Roy Moore of inappropriate sexual contact
The women,
and says Roy Moore should step aside right now. This is the
Mitch McConnell said.
The leader of the Senate, who would be the leader of the party that Moore would be joining if he is elected.
I think we're conflating. Well, I mentioned this last hour. I just want to be careful here because the media is doing this, and the Republican establishment sounds like they're doing this, and the Democrats are surely doing this. May we again, and then this doesn't take into account this 1:30 Central Time press conference this afternoon by Gloria Allred, who's saying she has a new person who's going to accuse Judge Roy Moore of doing things inappropriately with her, perhaps illegal, as a minor. True?
That's what she's...
In the 70s.
For everything we know...
So we'll just have to wait and see what that's all about. Who knows what it's all about. But my point is here is that... I think we're conflating two things, and I think it's intentional. Okay, when they say another woman accuses sexual improprieties, all right, the women, the ones who said they dated Judge Moore, one of them was 18, One of them was 17. One of them was 16. Is that right?
At
the time?
Yes.
When he was 31 years old in the late, which?
32, I believe.
Okay.
32.
Again, whether you think it's appropriate for a man 31 to date a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old, that's one thing. That's a separate issue.
That's not criminal.
That's not criminal, and that's happened down through history with, anyway. So that's one separate issue.
And we are not saying that it's okay or not. That is,
I wouldn't want my 16 or 17-year-old daughter dating a 31-year-old man. That's my opinion.
Right.
But is it illegal or immoral or unethical? I don't think so. Or is it unbiblical? Is there anything in the Bible?
I think it's not illegal. And what they're doing is they're saying they're adding these three women's stories into the accusation
about
the 14-year-old,
right,
as if this is four cases of sexual impropriety.
That's the point,
right,
I'm making.
Right.
That's the point I'm making here. And I don't think that's not fair to do that. So when they say another accuser,
right,
and they say this makes five women, keep in mind there's only one of them that says he had inappropriate.
And the three others that we know of, the ones that were 16, 17, and 18, say that he did nothing inappropriate with them other than taking them out on a date, which they apparently went and with their mother's consent. So, and one of the things that I might be doing in the next coming days is taking a look at the state records for Alabama just to see, say, around 1978 when this was alleged to happen. Was it 78?
Yeah, 79.
79. How many, if they have such records, how many weddings or marriages were there involving girls of 16, 17, and 18? And you could probably find some even younger with parents' consent. A poor Alabama family that sees a judge, someone who's a lawyer, someone who's got a good financial prospects.
They went out with the blessing of their parents.
They did.
Their mother.
That is important to remember.
You know, another thing to remember is back in those days, if I remember correctly, it was not uncommon for an older man to date it. Maybe not 16, but 17, 18,
yeah,
19, 20. Especially if you've gotten back from Vietnam. I'm thinking if you're over there for a few years in Vietnam and you get back and you say, you know, I want to start my life with like I left off. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to marry a young woman so she can bear my children.
Maybe there aren't 31-year-olds.
Raise a family.
Available to have children with. I'm just thinking that may have been going on. We'll see what they say here at 1:30 Central Time.
One more breaking news story. The Supreme Court today has given it's okay to hear. It will be hearing the California case of the pregnancy centers that are being forced to put up pro-abortion signs. So in California, there's a law that says that pregnancy centers, which are pro-life, have to put up a sign that says California has public programs that provide immediate, free, or low-cost access to comprehensive family planning services, including all FDA-approved methods of contraception, prenatal care, and abortion for eligible women. To determine whether you qualify, contact the Social Services office at, and then they give the phone number. So they're requiring, the state is requiring all California pro-life pregnancy centers to post a sign saying where women can get free abortions. And they're saying the pregnancy centers say that's abridging our free speech. And the Supreme Court is going to hear that case. U.S. Supreme Court today, they took that case.
If California can get away with doing that, then free speech, and if the Supreme Court allows it, then free speech is dead, and the progressives have won.
The lower courts have sided with California in this case, but
yeah,
it depends on, you know, hopefully we've got a Supreme Court that has enough members that take the Constitution literally and don't read their ideology into it, that something like this would be ruled correctly. So,
yeah.
We are hearing that the judge who was representing the Fusion GPS, this is the company that came up with this Trump dossier that has allegations about President Trump, we're hearing, the judge that has been looking at this case has been removed.
Yeah.
Clinton appointee. I'm sorry, it was a Clinton, it was an Obama appointee, and replaced with a Bush appointee. A liberal judge has been taken off this case. Her name was Tanya Chutkan, and she is now off of the case, and they have put a new lawyer, a new judge in place. I'm looking at why this could have happened, and the worst information about her that I can find with regard to this case is that she was a donor to the Obama campaign, and that this case could end up implicating the president, because we know now that Democrats...
Which president?
President Obama.
Okay.
Because we know now that Democrats were involved in funding this dossier of Trump material. So that's probably why, Walker, I don't know if you know...
Yeah, I just looked... I asked you to bring this story up, and so I'm going to kind of expound more, because I know there's not much information out there. But this judge was removed and replaced... Because I believe the House, one of the House committees that's been looking into this, has had trouble getting the bank records of Fusion GPS, which the bank records can tell a lot about an organization and a company. So anyways, that's important because someone that I trust very, very closely said that this is, quote, likely the biggest political scandal in U.S. history. And I believe what they're referring to is what we might find out from this company, the dealings, who they worked with during the campaign, who funded them. We know that the Democrats funded them, but who else funded them? So anyways, that's important that the Department of Justice has replaced this judge, and maybe this this case will move forward faster.
We've heard about this judge before. By the way, I don't know if you knew this, but Judge Tanya Chutkan was the judge that kept the Trump Justice Department from stopping the abortion for that illegal immigrant teen that crossed the border.
That's the same judge?
Same judge that allowed that abortion to go forward. It was the same one on the Fusion GPS. We're also finding that there is a second Fusion GPS dossier that implicates Clinton donors. So it looks like Fusion GPS, funded by whomever, was getting dirt on both sides to kind of, if no matter who won the election, they're going to have some dirt on somebody.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano, Walker Wildman, and Steve Jordahl. Check out our Today's Issues Facebook page. You can watch the show, live video streaming there.
I'm chagrined. That was a Russian file story. We didn't play the music. I'm sorry.
It's not too late.
It's never too late.
That was the Russian Files.
The Russian Files,
yes.
Right there. Okay. There's a news conference by Gloria Allred. We reported a few minutes ago. She's the feminist liberal lawyer from, I don't know where she's from, California?
Yes.
I think California.
She's known for defense.
High profile cases.
She's known for that. And she says at 1:30 Central Time she's going to have a press conference with a woman who says she was sexually abused as a minor by Judge Roy Moore in Alabama. And so that's the big news this morning. As we've said earlier, based on everything we know at this point, I don't find any reason to not believe Judge Moore in his denial that he had inappropriate relations, sexual relations with a girl when she was 14 years old in 1979.
I will say that the Washington Post puts forward a compelling argument when the evidence, the way they present the evidence, does put forward some it has some legitimacy. It feels somewhat legitimate, the claims by these women, with the fact...
What women? Here we go again.
Yes.
Tell me what women, Steve.
Well, let's just start with the woman who was 14 and that there may have...
Okay, well, here's what I'm saying to you. We can talk about that. You've said something. You've said women. Is there anything illegal about what he did with the other women if he did it?
No, but okay, the Washington Post did...
Do you see what I'm...
Yeah.
I do agree with you. I'm just saying, as a journalist, I'm looking... And it really does present an interesting conundrum for Georgia voters.
Alabama
voters. I don't know why I always want to put them in Georgia. The fact that it's one thing to sit on the sidelines and look at the Weinstein thing and say, I agree or I don't agree or look what's happening. But now we've got voters in Alabama who are asked to do a very significant decision about things, and they have to determine what is true and what is not. And so my question to you, Tim, is how do you, if it's a he said, she said kind of a case, what do you do? How do you determine which side is telling the truth in a case like this?
Me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Okay, then I look at the history of the person who's being accused. Do they have anything else in their history that would suggest that they would do something like this, or they would lie, or they have a... Also, for Judge Moore, you've been in the public eye for, what, 3 decades?
Right.
If you would have done some things like what he's being accused of with this 14-year-old, for example, this girl, when she was 14, who's now, I guess, in her 60s or whatever she is now, I'm going, man, I surely wouldn't put my neck out and my family out there if I know I had these skeletons in my past. You know what I'm saying? And he's been out there. And now all of a sudden, 4 weeks when a major sentence, you know what I'm saying?
No.
So I consider the totality of the situation and the man's history. And is there anything else? So in that case, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You know him, so there's character that you can go on.
I don't know him personally well. I've met him a couple times, the judge, but I've had great admiration for him.
These are the same things.
So how do you, Ed, the same question Steve posed to me, how do you make a judgment in your mind when you weren't there 38 years ago? There's no way to know something like that.
Well, I've been going on along the same lines. I've been saying, okay, we have one accusation. Now, the dating of, like we said this last segment, dating 3 teenage girls is not illegal. But I think the Washington Post included those because what they're saying, what they're hoping is that people who think that's weird will then make the leap to, well, then that kind of person would probably be more willing to go out with a 14-year-old. But then the question is there anything in Roy Moore's background that makes me think he would inappropriately touch a minor? I don't know him personally. I just go, I don't know. So I weigh against that the fact that, though I don't know him, he's denied it flatly. Enough time has gone by that he would have to be a liar with a seared conscience to continue to lie about something so openly and so brazenly. Now, is that impossible for Christians? Obviously not. But I tend to think that if he's a good Christian man and he's had several days to think about this, he would come out and say, you know what, I did do this. And I initially lied because it just kind of scared me. I didn't want this to be exposed. And he hasn't done that. So if it turns out that he's...
In fact, you said I'm going to sue the paper.
He's going to sue the paper.
That's something where we might actually get... usually these things end up with, well, I believe her more than him or whatever. But if it goes to court, this is a place where evidence is going to be presented and we might actually have some kind of a more affirmative.
Yeah, and I think that the Moore campaign and some and other media outlets are going to come out with more evidence as to why these... the one woman and then maybe some others might be discredited for various reasons. But I will say it does not surprise me that if the Washington Post story, if it unravels and turns out not to be true, many aspects of it, it does not surprise me that they put together such a detailed story. But because you got to remember, these people do this for a living. They write these stories for a living. They know about all the details. And some are so politically motivated, it would not surprise me that they fabricated some of these details in this story. And they did it so well that it's hard to prove that it's fabricated.
Well, most of the, as we've mentioned, I don't know about most, but a lot of Republican, for John McCain, the senator from Arizona, he said the allegations alone are disqualifying. Of course, John McCain wouldn't like, he needs you to say, I don't like Roy Moore's politics, so it doesn't matter to me, I'm against him. But he says the allegations against Roy Moore are deeply disturbing and disqualifying. So the standard for John McCain is just an allegation means you need to drop out of the race.
Mitt Romney said the same thing.
Mitt Romney didn't. He said more than that. He said he believes the woman.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm guessing that's what John McCain is.
And now, I will say this. Roger Wicker from Mississippi, the senator, said they're very, very old charges. You have to ask, and I think people in Alabama will be asking, why this hasn't come out in the 40 years' time with him running for so many offices, end of quote. So Ted Cruz said essentially the same thing. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
My thought is that McCain and now McConnell and these other people are pretty much the swamp. They're the Republican side of the swamp. So mm-hmm. I wonder if their position would be different were it a member of the swamp that was accused.
Yeah, because just imagine this. With their standard, with Mitch McConnell's standard,
right?
Tomorrow, if someone he doesn't even know and never had any contact with or dealings with accuses him.
Right.
And the left can pay a woman to falsely accuse a senator, right. Senator McConnell, that he should step down as Senate Majority Leader according to his own standard.
I doubt it.
Right.
We're not saying that this Lee Corfield has been paid.
No.
The accuser of more.
No. They could pay someone just for political reasons. If I were the left right now, here's what I would do. I would gather
You're wound up.
Right? I know I'm wound up. But here's what I would do. According to the way things are going now, I would pay 52 women to accuse all 52 Republican senators
of
sexual impropriety, whether it be true or false, and they would all step down and you would have a Democratic-run Senate.
Right, the accusation alone.
I'm so glad that nobody from the left listens to this program.
Yeah, because they would probably.
Well, the point is, a man should not be. I just don't think the Republicans should have, unless they know something we don't know, they should call for a man to step out of a race based on an accusation that hasn't been proven and which he's denied, because that standard is.
Well, and this is the kind of the fix that all of us are in, is because if this woman was victimized, she should be heard and all of that.
Come at the one today at 1:30, or the 14-year-old,
the Lee Corfman.
Okay.
So I'm not saying I disbelieve her, and all victims should be shamed and all that kind of stuff. It's just that we have no way of knowing. There is no corroborating evidence. As far as I know, so we're left with saying Lee Corfman, who I know nothing about, Roy Moore, who I know some things about. What am I going to do? So I'm giving, like you said earlier, I'm giving Roy Moore the benefit of the doubt. If it's proved that he's done this to one or more, young women, then he'll have to step down, and he'll be the biggest liar in the Christian community that I can remember. But if this is all a scam, if this is a scam, then the Washington Post and the Republicans in the swamp have proven that they're pond scum once again.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so upset, because I don't think people understand. We view things in a narrow lens. I don't think we understand the seriousness of what we have going on. That nowadays, you can simply allege something. And then it automatically disqualifies anyone from doing anything.
It only disqualifies a Republican conservative, especially a Christian.
Right. If I were a member of the swamp, if I were McConnell and something like this came up from somebody that I have already politically disagreed with and said I don't, I would try to be three times more careful about pronouncing it, just because I'm open to these things of saying that it's a political statement.
Mitch McConnell has staked his position today. He's the Republican leader in the Senate, and he says Judge Moore needs to.
Well, if it turns out Judge Moore's telling the truth, Mitch McConnell ought to step down.
That's a good point.
How about that standard?
Yeah, right. And John McCain.
Yeah.
They don't like him because he's a Christian conservative constitutionalist.
And they're not.
Who's going to give them fits when he gets there?
Right.
We'll be back tomorrow. Take care, everybody.